Coming up, a new charity has been set up in Bath to help personnel affected by post-traumatic stress injury. We'll find out more about it before 8.30. I'll have a look through the papers in just a minute as well. Now, have you ever tried natural remedies? Things like arnica to treat bruising. It's either something you really believe or I guess you're really cynical about. Well, BBC Somerset's been told more and more farmers in the county are using homeopathic treatments on their animals. Jill Tapp, who farms at Washford on Exmoor, has been using these treatments for 12 years, including a tablet which she believes calms her cattle before TB testing.
It does calm them. They don't worry so much about being handled, and it's obviously being actually physically being handled and pushed through the crush and strange people around. It's going to stress them out, and it's out of routine.
But these types of remedies don't come without critics. Simon Baker is a vet who speaks out quite publicly about his dislike for homeopathy.
Homeopathic treatments provided to animals by vet are supervised by those vets. My problem with those vets is that they shouldn't be doing that. There's an awful lot of self-prescribing and self-use of homeopathy as well, and the British Veterinary Association some years ago described homeopathy as an offence against animal welfare, and I would fully support that. The provision of homeopathic remedies is simply doing nothing.
Jeff Johnson is a homeopathic vet from Wiverliscombe. He actually trained at vet school with Simon Baker, and he told me why he believes so strongly in these remedies.
Well, just because of the evidence I've seen. I've been using homeopathy now for 18 years, as well as conventional medicine. I've been qualified for 25 years from Cambridge, and I can do things with my homeopathy that I was unable to do with my conventional medicine. And I use it every day, I see the results, and I've been involved in some of the trials which have been done by the British homeopathic vets over the last 5 years, which have been exceedingly positive. And I do it primarily, actually, for the benefit of my patients.
Is this maybe a case where some things work for some people but they don't work for others, or do you genuinely believe it works for everyone?
No, it works for everyone. A lot of the people who criticise homeopathy, in fact, all of them, have never actually practised it or studied it. And admittedly, homeopathy is odd. It works in a way which is not one of the ways we were taught when we were studying at vet school. But just because it works in a different way to how we were taught, it doesn't mean it can't work. And that's the problem, really. The people who criticise it generally know very little about it and instinctively go against it, primarily from a lack of knowledge.
Now, Simon described it as strongly as being an animal welfare issue. What do you say to that?
Well, an interesting one. I didn't know he'd say that. There was a study done in Danish organic dairy herds, actually, about 8 years ago, looking at what happened when herds became organic, began to use more homeopathy. And in fact, they found that the welfare standards on the farms increased. So there's absolutely no evidence for that whatsoever. If you're interested, that was in Livestock Production Science, which is a peer-reviewed magazine. Came out in 2003, actually.
Okay. The treatments that you use, they're very diluted, they're very weak. Can they really work?
Well, they're not very weak at all. They're very strong. That's why I use them, because they're so effective. But they are diluted, but they're not just diluted, you see. They're diluted and then they are banged very, very vigorously. It's a process we call succussion. That's just a long name. It means vigorous banging. If you just diluted a homeopathic remedy, it would cease to work, as we, in fact, discovered when we were treating large herds of pigs with very big header tanks, and you found that, in fact, the remedies didn't work there unless you put more in. It's the process of sequential dilution and then succussion, this banging, and then they become stronger and stronger.
Why do you think more farmers are trying these sorts of treatments? Because I'm presuming they're not cheap.
No, they're very, very cheap. That's one of the reasons they're probably using them. I have treated on a number of occasions an entire herd of cows. The drug cost was about 12 pence.
Really?
This is one of the things about homeopathy. It is so vastly cheaper than conventional medicine that obviously people in certain areas aren't very pleased about that, because the profit you can make from homeopathy is much smaller. It's interesting, the Swiss government, their report into homeopathy was translated just last year, and they investigated very, very, very thoroughly, over 300 pages of, and they have now elected to include it in their equivalent of the National Health Service, one, because of its effectiveness, but two, because they saw that it was considerably cheaper than conventional medicine.
Jeff Johnson, a homeopathic vet from Wiveliscombe.